Blog Talk Radio.
Levels is good. Levels is good. Levels is levels. Levels is good. What's going on, Emily? Dunlap in the house. Said it, Emily. Let's get it poppin', y'all. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. With this, your daily. Go get him in the show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752. A.K.A. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. The Daily Go Get a Business Show all up in your area. What's going on, Free? Free 29th Street. What's up, ma? My baby sister. Doing a thing. I'm seeing you, ma. I'm seeing you doing it. Yeah, babe. Yeah, I mean, that's what's up, man. Tell everybody. I said, what's up? Tell them I said, what's good? All right, so let's get it popping. So listen, so tonight on the daily, go get a business show, we talking about the things that should be kept just between a man and a woman. This is Throwback Thursday. This is Let's Get Real About Relationships Thursday. And so we're going to talk about the stuff that the love is made of, you know, the things that keep you together, you know, love will keep us together. Come on, baby. Come. Yeah. So yeah, when you start thinking about the long or deep relationships that you have been in, you know, when a man and a woman are together, they're going to go through some shit. The closer you get to them, the more you know about them, the more that you share with them, the more that you are around each other, you're going to go through some ups and some downs. You're going to go through some peaks and some valleys. You're going to go through a whole lot of shit. You're going to go through things that are going to have you scratching your head sometimes. And you're also going to go through some things that are going to make you feel good about what happened. But one thing is for sure, you're not going to be around somebody that you really, really loved, respected, and tried to make it with without sharing something about yourself that you would rather keep just between the two of you. Now, there are a whole lot of things that a man and a woman may have privately between themselves. It can be anything from the way that you really feel about people that y'all may know together, family secrets, crimes that have been committed, have felt about past relationships, the real way that y'all kids came into this world. You know, I mean, when you really think about that, think about what it takes for a man and a woman to have children together. Now, only the two of them really know how it ever went down. See, it's one thing if a man and a woman make a baby and they decide to break up before the baby comes or right after the baby comes. That's one thing. But if y'all stay together, then you know that there's something that happened between the two of y'all that the two of y'all need to talk about, you know. And I ain't even talking about the things that are purely sexual, but those things too. Like when you have children with somebody, or you've been in a really long, deep, meaningful relationship with somebody, you're going to share things with them. So, for example, they're going to know the things that you are okay with in bed versus the things that you're not okay with. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just keeping it a buck, even though I joke about this shit, there are plenty of men out there who will engage in some suspect behavior sexually, but only they women will know about that shit. And that's one of those things that should be kept just between a man and a woman. Like as a woman, you're going to know if your man is okay with you sticking a finger in his ass or something else in his ass. You're going to know that. You're going to find that out. Now, you're going to find that out because he trusts you with that information. But that's information that should definitely be kept just between you and him. Now, what happens when one of y'all are immature or one of y'all just ain't 100% about those types of private things? And you know, there's a difference between things that are secret and things there's a difference between things that are secret and things that are private. Private is just like, listen, yeah, you know, I smoke weed, but I don't smoke weed outside. That's a private thing. That's something that I do. It's something that I enjoy. I'm not talking about me personally, but you know, like everybody out here ain't, you know, going buying bags of or jars of dro from you know, cats on the corner and rolling up. And not everybody does that. It does seem like it. What's going on, Brown Eyes? How you feeling, Ma? It's good to see me, some of you, no doubt. Without a diggy doubt. But yeah. So, yeah, some people smoke weed. They smoke weed on the low. And there's some people that you don't know smoke it. They lips ain't dark because they don't smoke blunts. So they might smoke joints, you know, but they don't do it all the time. So you wouldn't suspect that. It's a private thing between them. What's going on, Cherry Cherry, Cinderella, Dana Jane? Well, it's the woman, Dana Jane, with fame. Cinderella, Dana Jane. Well, it's the woman, Dana Jane, with fame. What's going on, Dana Jane? Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show.
Make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Y'all know what it is. It's the Daily Go Get a Business Show, baby. Yes, that's right. It's the Daily Go Get a Business Show. But yeah, so there's a difference between things that are secret and things that are private. But more than likely, if you have gotten into a deep, meaningful relationship with somebody that has spanned the time of years or whatever, you're going to find out things that are private about them or between the two of you. And you're also going to find out things that are straight up secret. Like, yo, I can't tell nobody about this. I can tell how it is. There's a chance that you may have gotten into things with somebody that you don't even want to tell yourself. They may be things that are unflattering for you. Things that, you know, like, that would have people look at you in a whole different way if it ever came out. Like, nah, son, this is what we going to do? What we going to do? Me and you, we going to keep that thing on the Lizzie. On the Lizzie, or to keep it on the low, on the Lizzie. Yo, don't let it show. I said, I, you know how it go. I ain't, don't tell nobody about, it happened and it happened. And yo, don't start that capping. Ain't nobody speaking up about this. Cause ain't nobody telling it, yo, keep it on the luck, don't say so, my brother from another Norris Hill, Norris Hill, how you feeling, my brother, what's going, y'all know what I'm talking about, things that should be kept just between a man and a woman, you know what it is, each one of y'all got a baby father or baby mother, and you know what I'm talking about. Y'all know how that baby came into fruition. You know, it might not be common knowledge that y'all created your child on a one night stand. Not all one night stands last one night. I've known people who had sex on a one night stand and then they did it again the next night. So I guess they fucked up that one night stand. It's no long one more night. One more night. That's what happened after one night stand. Like, I can't just one night. One nighter. She makes me excited. Excited. Listen. Girl, you knocked me out. So it was supposed to be a hitter and quitter. But I'm like, shit. It's only a hit and quit when that sex ain't shit. You know how it go. If the sex is good, you ain't doing that shit just one time. Like, why you think married men be getting caught out there? Now you was thinking, and if there's any situation that should be just a one night stand, it should be when you are cheating on your spouse. How does that normally work out? Yeah, I know. I know. What the hell? I can't. So yeah. When you get with somebody and the relationship is close and it's deep and it's meaningful, there are going to be things that you are going to have just between the two of y'all. Just between the two of y'all. And that should be good enough for both of y'all. Does it always work out that way? Not all the time. But regardless of whether y'all orchestrated that way or whether y'all went with the flow, there are going to be things that the rest of the world don't know that you know. Like I said, things like the way that y'all baby came into fruition. You know, there are couples who have full knowledge that one of the children aren't theirs. If the rest of the world don't know, that's just between me and you, baby. That's just between me and you. You know, I'll play my part and I'll do what I got, what I'm supposed to do if you keep your mouth shut too. No problem. You run your mouth, I'm going to run your mouth back. Or should I say, I'm going to run my mouth back. You make sure I don't have to answer no uncomfortable questions, and I'm going to be there. Yeah, I might be a little mad. I'm a little mad, but I'm good, and I'm going to hold it down. My big sis Robin Ming is here to do a thing. You know that you're special. You're like a queen for a king. No doubt. No doubt. Emily says it's an all white affair. This is not, I don't have on any white. This is tan. Everything I'm wearing is tan. Mo. All right. Cherry says, I believe that between two people that are lovers, they have their own secrets. They don't have to be together for long to not tell everyone. Oh, to not tell everyone their business. But people do all the time. Yeah. Yeah. So we're talking about the things that should just be kept between a man and a woman. Some people might call that pillow talk. And all of us know a little something about pillow talk. You know, when a man and a woman lay up in bed long enough, stuff start coming out, start telling things. But the stuff that I'm talking about tonight and the stuff that we're talking about, it doesn't always involve anything that's bad. There can just be certain things that, look, this is just us. Maybe it's a situation where I haven't been comfortable enough to express this to anyone else before, except for you. There's something about you that makes me feel disarmed. It just makes me want to, you know, put the guns down, put the knife away, and just get comfortable, put my feet up and, you know what I'm saying? You know, put my feet up and just, yeah, we good. Yeah, I feel like I can just talk to you. We just gonna have a talk. Yeah, babe, you know, my mom and my dad wasn't ever married, but they lived together as man and woman until all of us were out of high school. But nah, the problem didn't really come until my dad died and my mom couldn't collect his Social Security because they wasn't married legally. My dad was actually married to somebody else. Things between a man and a woman. Like, you're not going to tell everybody that. That's not even anybody else's business. That's family business. But because you love your woman and you consider her family, you might share that. You might share that. You know what I mean? Things that should just be kept between a man and a woman. You know, like, my younger sister is not my father's child. My mom and my dad broke up for a little while. My dad actually has another child who is my younger brother by another lady. But my youngest sister, she do look like us, and you won't be able to tell, but that's not my dad's child. It's really nobody else's business. Those who know. And guess what? Now my woman knows that about our family. Now, if she's the type that will start telling, start divulging, start spitting, start giving up all the tapes when she gets angry at me or whatever, or she feels like I don't deserve to have no secrets, well, then we'll have to deal with that when the time comes. But nonetheless, these are things that should just be kept between a man and a woman. I didn't ask nobody about this. You understand what I'm saying? So, yeah. Things that should be kept just between a man and a woman. You know. Like, my first, you know, a woman might tell a man, my first sexual encounter was actually anal sex. And it was by my older cousin. On my mom's side, it was one of those things where I didn't tell because my cousin told me that if I told that he would hurt this family member, that family member, whatever. But that's what happened. So because I was so young, he didn't want to. It's just things that should be kept just between a man and a woman. Now, that's not even really something that should be kept just between a man and a woman. That's something that should require counseling. But nonetheless, a lot of people never receive counseling for the trauma that they have suffered. So, but they might tell their man or their woman what happened. Y'all understand what I'm talking about? Things that should be kept just between a man and a woman. Okay. Okay. Carol Chamber, let me follow Rita and Jeff Hawkins. Jeff Hawkins all up in the house. Good to see you. Good to see you, my brother. I mean, good to see you. So we're talking about things that should be kept just between a man and a woman tonight on the Daily Go Get 'Emism show. Yo, if y'all would like to call into the show, give your 2 cents, you know what I mean? If you feel it welling up in your soul, you like, yo, I got to talk about this because my ex-husband or my ex-wife, there was a lot of stuff between me and him. I can tell it now because he's no longer around. I can tell it now. He's no longer around. Tell it now because he's no longer around. I can tell it now because he's no longer around. I'm not saying that the brother is dead, but I said what I said, and I'm going to say it again. Shit is dead. Yeah, but this is what happened. This is why I used to run around acting all mad. And I'm a better person now. Got a few counseling sessions under my belt, and I got in touch with the way I felt, and talk about when I used to get beat with a belt, and it wasn't even my mom and dad with the belt, it was my sexual encounters. Speaking of that, though, S&M. Everybody don't have to know that you like that sadomasochist shit. Deep into it. Everybody doesn't need to know that you have a dark, you know, that you have dark sexual fantasies. Everybody don't need to know that. But somebody is going to know, and more than likely it's going to be your man or your woman. You know? So, things that should be kept between a man and a woman can span all kinds of crazy things. A man might share with his woman, you know, things that he's done that he could be arrested for, things that he could be locked up for a long time for. A man will share with his woman if he's on the run. Like, yeah, baby, the reason I don't try to go get my driver's license is because I got warrants. That's why I'm more willing to buy you a car and let you drive the car or drive me around, pick me up and drop me off, rather than to cause unnecessary attention to myself by getting a driver's license. Like, I don't know if the cops are actively looking for me anymore, but I do have a warrant for my arrest. I know that. It could be anything from, you know, unpaid child support to tickets. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the case may be. You might share with your woman that, listen, I can't go back to jail again. I can't take that shit. Most men wouldn't share with a woman what happened to them when they went to jail. If he was on the receiving end of a beatdown or beatdowns or a rape. But some men would share that. Like, yo. I think when some men say, I'll die before I go back to prison. You can pretty much figure out that he didn't have a great experience because motherfuckers be acting like going back to prison ain't no thing. But when you hear a motherfucker be like, I'll see God before I see prison walls again. Trust and believe. That's just between you and her. That's just between you and her. Sucre JTX. Thanks for coming on through. Thanks for coming on by. Good to see you. And that's the reason I say hi. Things that should be kept just between a man and a woman. You know. Honestly, no other man should know his woman's body better than he knows his woman's body at that time. Every man should know what his woman likes if he's with her at that time. Other men that she's been with should know or remember what she liked at their time, during the time that they were together. But you as a man should know what your woman likes, whether you have to ask her or whether you figure it out. You plucked a guitar string and it was a hell of a melody, so you just kept plucking it. Understand what I'm talking about? But yeah. So if you, and by this, just let me clarify, I mean that you should be attentive to your woman's body enough to know what's going on with her. Whether you, like I said, whether you have to ask her or whether you just happen to figure it out, you was asked to put that CD on repeat. Like, damn, we just going to loop that song over and over again? Yeah. What song is it? SWV. When this feeling comes over me, will you be there to receive and let our love breathe? So we just gonna repeat that? Yeah, not the song, the feeling. Mm-hmm. When this feeling comes over me, will you be there to receive and let this love breathe? Yeah, yeah. But yeah, so regardless of what other man had her before, that ain't got shit to do with who you have standing in front of you. You know, I mean, and I'm saying that because a lot of men are so insecure, they get on that jealous shit. And so they either don't want to hear about their woman's past sexual or personal experiences, or they want to act like they were the first man that they want you to, they want a woman to treat them like they were the first man that ever got with them. I'm like, listen, I'm going to tell you like this, and this is between a man and a woman. I'm like, look, shorty, I know this is going to sound a little odd to you, but I'll be goddamn if I don't capitalize off of all the ho shit you did in the past. I want all that ho shit when we get in the bedroom. Don't bring your virgin shit into our bedroom. Whatever nasty, freaky, dirty, taboo shit you did with them, I want all that shit. Bring me all, dump all the ho shit, dump it all on the bedroom. I'll sift through it like a bunch of $5 what's that $5 jewelry called? Paparazzi. Yo, dump the whole shit. I'm like, yo, this shit is all right. $5, okay, all right. Yeah, give me all the whole shit. Don't give me the virgin shit. Don't give me the I ain't never do nothing before. No. I know men always say, you know what I mean, I want a lady in the streets, a freak in the sheets. Nah, listen, no. Let me tell you what you really saying, homie. I understand you got to make it sound PC. I don't do PC. You like the hoe in your woman. And you know that shit. You like the hoe. When you say you don't like hoes, and I get that. You know what I mean? You know, you can't have your people thinking that you got yourself a hoe. That means anybody can have her. But when it comes time for you to take off your clothes and it's time to, for her to take off her panties and bra set, you want a hoe. And I know it. I don't have to know you, but I know that's what you want. You know what I mean? You know how it is. You leave a bedroom feeling like you narrowly escaped. Like, damn. She's obviously done this before. But see, that's just between a man and a woman right there. Don't nobody else. So crazy twice said. She said, hoes are people too. I couldn't have said that better myself. Let me see here. Jeff Hawkins says, the traumatized state of mind when one decides to not lie deep.
Mm-hmm.
TK Wright says, no one needs to know the couple's specific finances. Absolutely. Very good one. Very good one. Nobody needs to know your median household income and shit. Don't nobody, that ain't nobody's business. Y'all may have a combined income of $50,000 a year. So what? That's on y'all. That's on y'all. That's enough to get enough. That's enough for y'all to get a half gallon of Häagen-Dazs every week. Life ain't so bad. Okay. Jeff Hawkins says, many women have deep emotions of their past, and when they trust you enough to actually share without judgmental backlashes. Absolutely. Robbie Mink says, you shouldn't tell your friends about your man's sex life. You shouldn't, but they do. And even, see, the thing about it is your sex life is something that somebody else knew before you knew it, because you're not going to create your partner's sex life. It was created before you. That's why I say, you know, you can say this and this about hoes and that about hoes, but every man loves a hoe when it's time for a hoe to be a hoe alone. Like when you got a hoe to yourself, like, yeah, you know what? You're right. You hoes ain't so bad. I mean, because you got different kind of hoes. You got, you know, caring, friendly, generous hoes, and you got these nasty, stinking, you know what I mean, no good hoes. I mean, they're different. It's like, it's just, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. TK Wright says, Carol, I believe in holding down your partner without them having the burden of everyone knowing that they are going through something financially. That's a good one. That's a really, really good one. Shout out to all the women out there that have passed off the money to their man before they went out so he could pay for the meals and, you know, and look like he working, even though everybody know that mother ain't working like 4 years. But maybe he might, I don't know. He might got his hustle on. Maybe he's still getting unemployment. I don't know. All I know is he paid. I was there. I saw him, you know, pay cash for the meal and the tip, everything. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Jeff Hawkins says, Omar, yes, I want all that experience, pot of goodness. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, look, cats can front all they want. Like, listen, man, I ain't trying to hear that shit. Shit. The whole part of every, first of all, every woman has had a little hoe experience here, too. They've had a hoe moment. You ain't got to be a 100% hoe to have a hoe moment. You know, every woman especially has had some sexual encounter that she would rather forget. And was probably when she tried to do some hoe shit and it ain't go down right. What's up, Shelly? Always shine bright. Thanks for coming through. Appreciate you. Mucho. Surely, sure, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Surely, sure, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world, without a doubt. Without a doubt. But yeah, so things that should be kept just between a man and a woman. I mean, there are a lot of things, like I said, family secrets, sexual secrets, financial secrets, you know. But, I mean, one of the things that you may, well, that probably should be kept just between a man and a woman is the way that you really, really feel about things. Because sometimes the way that you feel, you really feel about things are taboo, or they aren't popular, or they might be things that might not have people looking at you as favorable as they did before. No, even though, okay. Okay. You have couples out there that participate in swinging. That's not really something that should be kept between a man and a woman, because if you're swinging, you are opening yourself up to a bunch of people knowing what you do. So no, I'm not even talking about that. But outside of the swinging culture, and by the way, I just said swinging culture. I ain't gonna lie. I don't know about y'all, but I'm sick of every motherfucking activity that people participate in nowadays being called a culture. I can't smoke a blunt. Oh no, this is the weed culture. Oh, I can't join a gang. It's the gang culture. So, I mean, is there a cigarette culture out there? I mean, why not? If you can have a weed culture, if you can have a marijuana culture, why can't you have a cigarette culture? It's legal. Why can't it be a, what? Do we have an alcohol culture? A culture of alcohol. Why not? Why not? I mean, since we culturalize and everything else, hip hop is a culture now, right? KRS-One said it. Culture. Everything is a fucking culture. No, it's not. It's just something that you do. You know what I mean? It's just something that you do. It's not a culture. All right. Okay, anyway. Just keeping it moving. Just keeping it moving. Like I said, if you're a swinger, that you've already opened yourself up to your sexual experiences that you share with other people. So people already are on to that. But there may be things that happen in your bedroom and the way that you feel about the way that you came to appreciate being in the swinging culture. That may be what you have to keep between, what should be kept between a man and a woman. You understand what I'm saying? See, a person that doesn't understand the value of history probably doesn't understand the value of learning your sense of self, knowledge of self. They don't understand, or some people I don't think want to understand that one thing leads to another thing. Some people will tell you, no. Sometimes this is just what you wanted to try or whatever. It's not always about this, that, and third. I'm like, no, I don't think you understand the process of things. Things go in a process. You don't just, it would be nice if something could just happen from the rip and one thing not having anything to do with the other thing, but it really doesn't work that way. Make sure that y'all hit the like button. Make sure that you share the show. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel. Yo, do me that solid one time for your mind. Kyle Chamberlain says, it's a new word for 2021. I guess, you know, they got to come up with something. Yeah, everything is a culture. I'm like, no, everything is not a culture. Everything is not a culture. If everything becomes a culture, then things that are really a culture get drowned out. Don't y'all see that? Or should I say, don't they see that? So, you know, things that should be kept between a man and a woman really should be kept between a man and a woman. There are trust issues at play here. Deep-seated trust issues. you know, sensitive information. Family business, whether you're talking about the nuclear family that you may be involved in with your spouse or the nuclear family that you came from. Man, woman, child. You know, arm, leg. So, yeah, man, I mean, it's real shit. It really is. It's real shit. And you know, when that trust is validated and when it's reciprocated, then you know you have something real. Now, that shouldn't be the green light to create things to be able to keep secret. In other words, don't just because you know you can trust your woman and your woman can trust you, it doesn't mean that you should go around doing dumb shit. Like, I know if I steal something from one of our friends, my woman ain't gonna tell, because that's stuff that should be kept just between a man and a woman, right? Especially if we're married, right? No. I'm pretty much talking about the baggage that you come into a relationship with, the baggage that you come into a situation with, you know? You understand what I'm saying? It's not as easy as it seems. And you know why? I think that one of the reasons why this concept is not so easy is because a lot of people do not give themselves a chance to get to know themselves first and somebody else second. They don't, you know. Have any of you ever been with somebody who forced you to look at yourself? And I don't mean by, you know, telling you about yourself or dissing you or throwing you under the bus. I'm talking about somebody who encouraged you to really look at the person that you are. I'm talking about somebody who forced you to explore yourself, explore your deepest meanings. You know that if you get with somebody who encourages you or forces you to do that, you're going to bond with them. And that's probably a really scary thing for some people, you know, to be so into a person that you know you ain't going to be able to just easily break away from them should things go south. Shelly Always Sign Bright says, Gotta get my home girls after him too. Word. Okay. Sukhali Jatwa says, keeping it in the family has been detrimental to us in a lot of ways. Yeah. Yeah. It's real shit. It's real, son. Very real. Oh, T. Carrie Wright says, thank you, Jeff. I have actually passed the money or made sure the credit card was paid off for him to use. That is noble. That is noble. Especially if he needs that. Now, every man doesn't need that. Every man don't need that. Jeff Hawkins says, trust is a hell of a commodity, not to be taken lightly between two people. Yeah, it's true. Robbie Mink says, Omar, I disagree with you. My new man, my friends wouldn't know about him unless they had a relationship with him otherwise. Yeah, well, that's what I'm talking about. Everybody has a past. But what I'm saying is you didn't create your man and your man didn't create you. Not at this stage in life, they didn't. You know, if we was late teenagers or early in our 20s or whatever, yeah. Maybe even 30s. Some people never really get their shit off until they in their 30s. By the time you reach 40 years old, you are the person. You pretty much are. The foundation has pretty much been laid down for who you are. Not saying that an old dog can't learn new tricks, because they can, but the foundation is laid. So whatever new tricks you learn is going to go on this foundation right here. We ain't starting all over, because you made it that far with the foundation you had, regardless of how shaky it may have been. Jeff Hawkins says, some things are best left unsaid. Some just may not understand or change, or you may not, or you may lose them altogether, or at the least, their trust and closeness. I could dig it. Yeah, I mean, look, man. When you know that you have entered a situation where you know your man or your woman is not going to throw you under the bus, it's a comfortable situation, but it's a situation that can make you uncomfortable with that comfortability, because you know, well, a lot of people are afraid that the more comfortable you get, the more comfortable that somebody makes you, the more uncomfortable a certain reality may be, if it comes down to that. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Shit is real out here, son. It's real. It's very, very real. Things that should be kept just between a man and a woman. You know, there's some things that probably should be kept just between a man and a woman that probably aren't eligible to be kept just between a man and a woman. For example, y'all might laugh at this one, but it's a real thing. You might be dealing with a man that don't like to wash his ass. Real shit. Yeah. You got yourself a pig pen type dude. Real shit. Thing is, that's probably not just between you and him, but it might be. Some people present to be very clean out there in the world. But you may know that, yeah, when this motherfucker take off his drawers, it ain't nothing nice. It's a dirty boy. Or she might be a dirty John. Like, I would go down on her more, but I can't, because now, other thing about it is, even though your man or your woman may not be all that up on their personal hygiene, the other thing that needs to be kept just between you and him is that you don't really mind that shit. When I met them, they was dirty. I'm still here and they dirty. So Crazy Twice said, well, if they're still together, they're both dirty. I don't know why I come here. I hate this place. I was so clean before. Now I'm a dirty. You know? So, yeah. Yeah, it's true, though. It's going to be hard to stay clean when you're dealing with somebody that's, you know, just a little filthy. You know what I'm saying? Now, most people, you know, when you was younger, you know how a lot of kids, you know how used to come in from playing outside and your parents would tell you that you smell like outside, go upstairs and get in the tub. Sometimes kids got a little offended by that. Like, what you mean I smell like outside? But like, don't worry about what I mean. Take your ass upstairs, run that goddamn bath water and get in it. Hey, boy, don't be stomping up my damn stairs. It's since it's Throwback Thursday. Shout out to all the dirty little kids, the little dirty rebels. You know, y'all know what I'm talking about, the dirty little rebels. Okay. There are some people, and I know this from what they told me. Instead of taking the damn bath, they would run the bath water, put their arm in the tub, swish it around to sound like they was taking a bath, but they didn't take it. This is when stubbornness is really, really a bad thing. Because the time that you took to make that noise in the tub, you could have got your ass in the tub. And you know when kids get in the tub, they like it. It'd be hard to get them out the tub. So shout out, it's Throwback Thursday, shout out to the dirty little rebels that just swished their arm in the damn tub. You, here you are, you know, you're probably only as tall as the damn tub. And you trying to make it sound like you was in there bathing. You wasn't. So you took your little dirty ass to bed. So you wouldn't have got away with that in my mom's house. You know, you had to pass the smell test. Crevices, too. You know, you still young to get a damn near full body cavity search. Let me see them underarms. Okay, you got that. Come here. I might have to sniff the privates. I ain't going to look past inspection. Get your ass in the bed. And don't try to turn on that TV. It's going to be a problem. Some crazy shit too, I said. They were just making bubbles. Do kids in the suburbs smell like outside? I would imagine so. Animals in the wild smell like outside. And by the way, everybody's house don't smell like inside. Anyway, Carol Chamberlain says, oh, hell no, he got to go. Hey, some women like them stinky niggas. I know it for a fact. I know it for a fizzac. Charles says, stop en route due to inexcusable odors. Okay. So, yeah, that's one of those things that should be kept between a man and a woman. And it is what it is. It is what it is. Carol Chamberlain says, LOL, a lot of kids did that. Carol, I've never even considered doing no shit like that. Like, it was never even an idea. I didn't know people did it until I was grown. I was like, you did what? I bitched about plenty of baths, but then I was in there for an hour. You know, you pulling toys in there and shit. And I was like, yo, boy, if you don't get your ass, yo. I'm like, you still in the bathroom? I'm like, yeah, I'm about to get out. You know, those was in the good old days. That was in the good old days when, yo, that was in the good old days when a towel covers your whole body. You know what I'm talking about? Nah, it was in the good old days when a towel covered your whole body. Remember that shit? Remember when you started thinking that the towels wasn't big enough no more because you grew so much that, you know what I mean? You used to be able to put the towel around your neck. You know what I'm saying? It would cover your whole body. It would cover the whole body. The whole body, head to toe. Y'all remember? But yeah. So yeah, I don't know, Carol. I ain't. Wait. Yo, me,
My mom, dad, sisters, we ain't play that dirty shit. It wasn't that kind of party. Like, nah. Nah.
You can wash your ass, man. You can wash your ass, my G. So, yeah. But, yeah. If you not, if you're not clean that way, that's probably something that should be kept between a man and a woman. But unfortunately, that's also one of those things that are going to come out in the wash when somebody get mad. Like, it's your dirty ass. That's why I don't be doing this, that, and the third to you because you nasty. And I have heard women scream that shit out about their man, too. Motherfucker, you don't wash that ass. That had to hurt. But what hurts more, the fact that you got told on or the fact that it's true? You don't wash your ass. You're nasty. Things that should be kept just between a man and a woman. How much money they spent on certain things. Things for the household. You know, getting back to finances. Sometimes it's more than, it's about more than just about how much each other makes. Let's say you make, you're having home repairs done or remodeling. You add on a deck. You add it on a deck or in your front or in your back. Don't nobody have to know how much you paid that contractor or whoever you got to do it. They don't need to know that. It's not on a need-to-know basis. You know, some people like to show that off, how much money they spent and all of that. But I think that those the money, especially the community money that you and your spouse or you and your woman, that should be kept just between y'all. You know, a man buys a woman an engagement ring. Why do other people need to know how much you spent on it? You know, he spent $10,000 on that ring. And we know that. Why? Okay. Okay. So I just said, they tried it, but I told them if it wasn't right, no matter how old they were, I would do it. No playing with G.I. Joes and Army men. Use that Pam soap. Word. Jeff August says, yes, yes, yes. My mom did that too, Omar. The smell check was a must. Squeaky. Yo, cavity search. I'm like, yo. Nah, pull it. Okay. All right. We gonna make sure you get off to a good start. What you don't want to do is be the one thing you don't want to happen is for you to get called on it, to get called on your hygiene by your friends at school. That's what you do not want, cause you know how in ages. Somewhere between age 8 to about 13, it seems like everybody remembers exactly what you did during those times. You know what I mean? Maybe it's that coming of age time or whatever, but people remember. They remember. They remember. They remember what you used to do. And they remember, you know, your little hard times. Like, yeah, I remember. I still, to this day, I still see the pee-pee boy from my second grade class. He used to smell like pee every day. And he did all the way up until like 6th, 7th, 8th grade. By high school, he wasn't smelling like that shit no more. I don't know what happened. But can you imagine what his bed smelled like? His mom sent him to school smelling like piss every day. Pee-pee boy. I know one thing. That would have got me right. let my friends be like, Omar, you smell like pee. That shit would have killed me. I would have been this street. I would have been this
couching. Hold on.
Couching says, my son used to look like a prune, all wrinkled and shit. Forget if you got to use the bathroom. It was like, get your ass out of the bathroom. Mm-hmm. I remember that, the wrinkly skin. Yeah, shriving. We were shriving. TK Wright says, kids in the suburbs definitely smell. I know this from a couple of mine. They do. Listen, I went to school and shared dorm rooms with white people. So, if there are certain black people who seem to think that white people are cleaner and all of that kind of shit. Yeah, okay. I ain't gonna. Shout out to all my brothers and sisters that lived in the dormitories with their white roommates. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You know what it is. You know what it is, especially those females. Just put it out there. White women dirty as shit. Fuck what you heard. All right. Okay. Okay, sure. I just says, yo, Omar, I hope you didn't do that size because the blanket did not cover everything. We would have saw everything. No, it covered all the, you saw a little bit of my legs and my feet. It says, low down by Boz Skaggs. Yeah. All right. Carol Taylor says, all kids smell. Robbie Ming says, no woman shouldn't have to tell a grown man to wash his ass. Yep, but they do. Some women will actually wash their man's ass. And that's probably something that should be kept just between a man and a woman. You got to wash him, your man's ass. Okay, here's another thing. Here's another thing that aging couples have to deal with sometimes. Bladder issues where, the man and the woman can't hold their bladder like they used to. So they have to use adult diapers. Depends and shit. Now, that's not something that anybody should know. Unless that's something you want to share. But I do think that that's something that should be kept between a man and a woman. Don't nobody need to know that your man can't hold his, he might have prostate issues or whatever. Women experience it too, even though they don't have a prostate, but it becomes increasingly tougher for senior citizens to hold their bladder. They leak. Some younger people experience the same thing. That's not something that anybody needs to know outside of your man or your woman. And you might be feeling so bad about it that you don't want them to know. Ollie? What's going on, Ollie? Oh, that Ollie. My man, Tommy, what's going on, my brother? Good to see me some you. That's my man. That's my brother right there. Word up. And he's dirty. Yeah, that's we were just talking about, dudes who don't wash their ass. And you pop right up. My dude, what up? You know what I'm saying? But that's between you and your dirty ass girl. But that's my man. Like, that's my dog. That's my dog. Word up. Robbie Mink says, doo-doo man. So, yeah, you know, there's certain things that should be kept just between a man and a woman. This is crazy. Artois says, you can't say women don't have a prostate now. No, they still don't have a prostate. You can't build a prostate. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you said puberty happened. That's when they, man, listen. Yeah. She said, you'll always be the smelly kid. Yeah. Yeah. When people want to, all right, listen, from age 1 year old to the end of high school, people remember things that you did and the way that you were. They remember the kind of person you were during those years, and they will not let you forget about them. And it seems like, you know how when you like in 10th grade, something that happened when you was in 5th grade might be like, man, that shit was back in the day. That was a long-ass time ago. You bringing up all that old shit. Well, that's because at 15 years old, 5 years is a significant portion of your life, is one-third of your life. So, yeah, it seems like a long time ago, but it's really only 5 measly years. So, yeah, people remember that shit. It's still fresh for them. And as much as you're trying to make it go away, like, nah, you know, I'm different now. Nah, it's going to stick. So being the stinky boy at school is not, or the onion girl, man, listen. I remember being in school and dudes talking about certain girls, be like, yo, you can always tell when her period is on because she always wear red and she be stinking. Oh, I'm the only one? Oh, y'all know nothing about that? Well, if your girl be stinking during a period, that's something that should be kept between your man and your woman. She ain't grow out of that shit. Yeah, son, she ain't grow out of that shit. She's still nasty. Yo! She be on a cycle, man. You know what I mean? She be stinking, son. She be menstruating. She be menstruating. I don't know. Jeff Hawkins says, some dudes like women that stink. I ain't going to argue with that. You're right. I mean, yeah, that's going to have to eat that one. Going to have to eat that one. Normally, when you find out that a woman stink, it's normally too late. It's too late, too late, too late, lady. Gotta run for shelter, gotta run for shade. It's too late. Yeah, Sucrèze toi. She always wear red. I remember hearing. I was like, how the fuck y'all know? And, yo, we was all of about 12 or 13 years old. All girls didn't even have a period. Nowadays, they do. You know, so many hormones in the food. And these girls be having a period at 9 years old. Like, like, you'll never make it to sixth grade without having your period. Never. Oh, well. Okay. We get about to get on up out of here, y'all, on this Throwback Thursday. I don't even know if I really did this topic any justice, but I think y'all get the gist of what I was trying to create tonight, what I was trying to illustrate, what I was trying to say to y'all, what I was trying to say to y'all. There's certain things that should be kept just between a man and a woman. How you want to raise your kids, just between a man and a woman, you know? Your expectations of each other, just between a man and a woman. You know? It should probably be kept just between a man and a woman when you've heard your parents having sex before. But people always tell. Yeah, I used to hate hearing that shit. And I was like, I can't believe this shit. All right, we have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious April 8th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and make them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. Get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Lamar Tindall turning 46 years old today. And Ramonda Hudson turning 57 years old today. And Jamila Richardson turning 34 years old today. And my girl go-getter Alicia Moore. Less is more. No more is more. Happy birthday to you. And Matoya Reed turning 46 years old today. And Nasha Sweet as Honey Mitchell turning 42 years old today. And last but not least, my girl Sharon Sloan turning 61 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious April 8th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on it to the damn, rock out. Rock on it, to the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all, represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all, represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait, great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, listen, man, there's just some things that should be kept between a man and a woman, your man or and your woman. Or whatever, however, you know, but keep it heterosexual, right? We ain't talking about other shit. But listen, you know, anger, frustration, resentment, immaturity, these are all kinds of things that'll make you tell your partner's private information, share their private information, you know. But I don't think that you should be a computer hacker for your man or your woman. Or a computer hacker to your man or your woman. You're going to do what you do. But just know that whatever you do to somebody else can be done to you. And it can make you feel a whole lot worse than it ever made them. And I think that if you live in a glass house, it's just not a good idea to throw stones. Don't throw no stones. Don't throw no stones. Don't throw no stones. Don't throw no stones. We be back tomorrow night, Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I still got to work this weekend. So we're not, no Urban Therapy with Sun shows this weekend. Damn, man. But I believe that this is the last weekend I'm going to have to work. So, you know, we're going to work it out. We go to work it out. Yeah. All right. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love you right back to life. So we're going to get Blog Talk on up out of here. Not because I don't like you, but because it's time to go. So peace, Blog Talk. We get back.